brothers and sisters, and happy Easter Tuesday. Get used to saying that this week. This is Easter Monday yesterday. Today is Easter Tuesday. It's all Easter. It's 8 days of Easter. We turn to the first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 36 to 41. Verses 36 to 41. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." This first reading is taken from a period of time after the resurrection. And Peter is preaching. Peter, illiterate Peter, is preaching. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" My goodness, brothers and sisters, any preacher of the word would be overjoyed if somebody said to them, "What are we to do? We've heard your word. What are we to do?" And here's the unlettered fisherman. He's preaching by the power of the risen Christ. His words take on power and authority, and they're changing people already. Look at that. "What are we to do, my brothers?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Peter preaches, and 3,000 people are baptized. Brothers and sisters, that doesn't just happen. That happens because Peter recognized his sin. He admitted his sin. He repented for his sin. He wept before Jesus, and Jesus totally forgave him, wiped the slate clean. Peter is overjoyed, but Peter knows how weak he is. He knows how sinful he can be. He is relying on the Lord at every moment, and nothing, in a certain sense, nothing can shut him up, because he's found in humility and in honesty that the Lord can use him with great power. And he's overjoyed. He's overjoyed, brothers and sisters. Psalm 33, "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Look at these words. "Upright is the word of the Lord. His works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him." That is, those who reverence him, honor him, obey him. "See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you." Pray that psalm, Psalm 33. And the gospel for today is taken from John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. So this is after Jesus has died now. Remember, the readings take us back and forth a bit in these days after the resurrection. So Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. She didn't expect it to be Jesus. His body's gone. Everything's gone. So there was a man there, but she didn't recognize him because she's traumatized. When she had said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him. I will take him." Can you imagine one woman picking up the body of a dead man? But that's her zeal. That's her love for God. She would do anything for him. Anything. And Jesus said to her, "Mary." Suddenly he just says her name. And the veil falls from her eyes. And she knows that voice. Hearing him say her name. And she turned and she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me." I mean, she must have grabbed him, you know. Here was her savior. She was still working through all of her life. But Jesus loved her, and he said, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary went, and she announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Can you imagine... The disciples, they're getting these words, and then Mary comes flying in. You know, "I've seen him, I've seen him." They're hiding, you know, a lot of these apostles, they're hiding. They're frightened. They could be arrested or causing more trouble so soon after the crucifixion. Everybody thought the crucifixion would end it, and in fact, it hasn't. And so they're afraid. But she goes to them and says, "I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And she does exactly what Jesus asks her to do. And Mary went. And she announced all that. She said, "This is what Jesus said. I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And then reported what he had told her. You imagine how confusing and bewildering and overwhelming, and yet Mary's convinced, "I've seen him. I have seen the Lord." I just can't imagine the whole array of emotion that must have been there. The doubt, the fear, the hope, the little bit of joy coming into their hearts, the despair, everything must have been battling. They must have been tossed to and fro emotionally. Fulton Sheen said this that I want to share with you because it was a homily that he preached. And he's speaking about Jesus. And it reflects what we need to look at. We need, too, to look at his wounds. Because the only one who can bring solace to our times is a Christ with scars, who himself had passed through death to give us hope and life. This is the Christ of Easter morn. What figure large in the Easter story are the scars of Christ? Magdalene, who was always at his feet, either in Simon's house or at the cross, is there again in the garden, and not until she sees on those feet the red, livid memories of Calvary's war does she recognize her Lord and cry out, "Rabboni, Master." The kind of Christ the world needs today is the virile Christ, the one who can unfold to an evil world the pledge of victory in his own body, offered in bloody sacrifice for salvation. No false gods who are immune from pain and sorrow can solace us in these tragic times. Take out of our lives the Christ of the scars, who is the Son of the living God, who rose from the dead by the power of God. And what assurance have we that evil shall not triumph over good? Apart from Christ, apart from seeing the worst of evil poured out upon the body of Christ, to see him risen from the dead, to see his wounds, and to realize that he triumphed over sin and death, is the hope given to us, brothers and sisters, as we go through these times. The times are getting increasingly more difficult and more tragic. I just read the other day of thousands, literally, brothers and sisters, thousands of children have died in Syria alone. Thousands of little children have died in Syria alone because of the war and the hatred and the evil that's been let loose. That's not to say anything of all the deaths in this country through abortion. Brothers and sisters, we live in hard times, we live in evil times, and it is the power of Christ's resurrection. It's seeing the wounds on his hands and his feet. They're not just painted there on statues, they were real. And the Lord says to you and to me, come, adore my wounds, because it is in my wounds that you will find the strength and the wisdom and the courage to triumph over evil, in my power, in my wisdom that I will give you. Fulton Sheen says this, but if he is not only man but God, if he is not a teacher of humanitarian ethics but a redeemer, if he can take the worst this world has to offer and then by the power of God rise above it, if he, the unarmed, can make war with no other weapon than goodness and pardon, so that the slain has the gain, they who kill the foe lose the day, then who shall be without hope, as the risen Christ shows us his hands and his side? Fulton Sheen is saying, no matter what is going on today in the world, no matter how much pain and sorrow we're carrying, look at the wounds of Christ. Look at what he did for us upon the cross. Look for it and gain the hope and the joy and the confidence that God desires to give us. That we too, you and I, can triumph over sin and death, not in our own power, but as we place all our faith and hope and trust in him. He is the one who triumphs. He conquered death. He conquered sin. If we put our hope in him, death and sin will not conquer us either, brothers and sisters. We will rise forever before the face of God. That's God's promise. That's the reality of what we're celebrating. So I want to say to you, come before the Lord. In these days, in this Easter week, in the days of celebration that continue after this week, take time in the privacy of your own heart to kiss the wounds on his side. Kiss the wounds on his hands and his feet. Thank him for what he has won for you. He has given you eternal hope. And in that eternal hope, if you put all your trust there, you will have eternal life. May God bless you in this Easter season. Happy Easter. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.